This is Cameron from 90 FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Let's do it.
All right. What is your team name?
The Nightmare Squad.
The Nightmare Squad. How did you guys get that name?
We were trying to think of a name 36 years ago, and we said finding a good name is a nightmare.
What are you all doing to stay up this year?
Bamboo shoots under the fingernails seems to work pretty good.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Taz. Because it's just a whirlwind of activity.
What is the worst mistake a man can make?
Answering Freebird for the song snippet.
What if like the answer was Freebird though?
We probably would have guessed something else by then.
Wile E. Coyote uses Acme products to try and catch the Roadrunner. What Acme product would you use if you had the chance?
I think we'd like to order a case of Acme Ale.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
If you rub a lamp and the Oz comes out, what do you ask for?
I'd like to have the Oz doing trivia for at least another 44 years.
Awesome. Could you summarize this year's contest in 3 words?
No, I can't.
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Marvin serves them a case of Acme Ale. The bar shattering kaboom!
What is your team's slogan?
Welcome to my nightmare.
Now say it with a British accent. That was a little Crocodile Dundee there. What is the whole universe?
90 FM Sports.
For Trivia Focus, I am Cameron. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 43 is Profound Confusion. That is Profound Confusion. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label with the label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Here are the team standings as of hour 42. In fifth place, a lesser god. In fourth place, with 6,610 points, is Tim. In third place with 7,145 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 7,780 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. And in first place with 8,315 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 42. Question 1 is worth 105 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 45 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, question 1 is worth 105 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 45 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. And here is question 1 of hour 44. According to the label of this cooking ingredient, it's great for sauces, soups, and stews. Not only that, but it is equally good for stripping waxed floors and removing driveway grease stains. What is the brand and name of this multi-purpose ingredient? Once again, question 1 of hour 44. According to the label of this cooking ingredient, it's great for sauces, soups, and stews. Not only that, but it is equally good for stripping waxed floors and removing driveway grease stains. What is the brand and name of this multi-purpose ingredient? Good luck, ladies and gentlemen.
Trivia 44 and Joe Nowinski.
We are on hour 44, question one. According to the label of this cooking ingredient, it's great for sauces, soups, and stews.
And we've added that it is particularly good for stripping wax floors and removing driveway grease stains. What is the brand and name of this multi-purpose ingredient? Thank you.
down. Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question one. Yeah. Ending question one of hour 44. According to this label of this cooking ingredient, it's great for sauces, soups, and stews. Not only that, but it is equally good for stripping wax floors and removing driveway grease stains. What is the brand and name of this multi-purpose ingredient? The answer, Dave's Insanity Sauce. Once again, answer to question one, hour 44, Dave's Insanity Sauce. Moving on to question two, hour 44. According to the big screen character, Big Ed Bookman, there was a time when this country was pure, when there were people you could look up to and admire. He proceeds to point to pictures on the floor and mention the name of these significant people. He names Lombardi, MacArthur, skips one, and mentions J. Edgar Hoover. What is the last name of the person he skipped? Once again, question number two, hour 44. According to big screen character Big Ed Bookman, there was a time when this country was pure, when there were people that you could look up to and admire. He proceeds to point to pictures on the floor and mention the names of these significant people. He names Lombardi, MacArthur, skips one, and mentions J. Edgar Hoover. What is the last name of the person he skipped? Right now, we're on hour 44, question number two. According to big screen character Big Ed Bookman, there was a time when this country was pure, when there were people that you could look up to and admire. He proceeds to point to pictures on the floor and mention the names of these significant people. He names Lombardi, MacArthur, skips one, and mentions J. Edgar Hoover. What is the last name of the person he skipped?
You should be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind. If you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe you'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile. Hey, before you review, criticize and choose. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now your whole world you see around you
reflection. And the law of karma says you're gonna reap just what you sow. Yes, you do. So I live.
Question number two, hour 44. According to big screen character Big Ed Bookman, there was a time when this country was pure, when there were people that you could look up to and admire. He proceeds to point to pictures on the floor and mention the names of these significant people. He names Lombardi, MacArthur, skips one, and mentions J. Edgar Hoover. What is the last name of the person he skipped? The answer? Nixon. Once again, the answer to question two, hour 44, Nixon. Yeah. For Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 10. Please listen carefully. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 10. From where you are now, go past the swinging crow, the butterflies, the deer, and the punk. Turn right. Go past the lizard, the dancing girl, and the small house. Follow the road. Go past the blue and red benches, the arrow, and the geese. Now turn left. I'll read that again. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 10. From where you are now, go past the swinging crow, the butterflies, the deer, and the pump. Now turn right. Go past the lizard, the dancing girl, and the small house. Follow the road. Go past the blue and red benches, the arrow, and the geese. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games of War, Your Dark and... 5 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point, Hoffman's Hobby Sports, season to season, year to year, when it comes to sports, you'll find it here. 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. We're going to be moving on to question number 3 of hour 44. What is the name of cartoon character Jughead Jones' dog? Once again, question 3, hour 44. What is the name of cartoon character Jughead Jones' dog? Good luck, trivia players.
You, who are on the road. must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. Your elders goodbye, and so please help them with yours. They see the trigger before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
And we are on question three of hour 44. What is the name of cartoon character Jughead Jones's dog? Good luck, trivia players.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's on, and all the roses fall. It's you, must go, and I must die.
Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy. But come ye back when the summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and even white as snow. If I'll be there in sunshine or in the shadow, oh Danny boy, I'll do so. Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and even down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the rose is falling. It's you and you must go and I must abide. But come ye back when the summer's in the meadow and when the valley's lush and even white with snow. I'll be there in sunshine or in the shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy.
boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so.
Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question number three, hour 44. What is the name of cartoon character Jughead Jones's dog? The answer? Hot dog. Once again, question number three of hour 44. The answer? Hot dog. Moving on to question four of hour 44. Technology is great, and just imagine the next product that will be improved by it. What is the name of the product which is promoted in television commercials as now being created with trap and lock technology? Once again, question number four.
I had to know, told me that you love me, and that you always would. Then I said I love you, you said that that was good. Girl, you made a promise, said you'd never want me to go. Oh no, Indian giver, you took your love away from me. Indian giver, Indian giver, took back the love you gave.
Right now we're working on question number four of hour 44. Technology is great, and just imagine the next product that will be improved by it. What is the name of the product which is promoted in television commercials as now being created with trap and lock technology? down. Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question number four, hour 44. Technology is great, and just imagine the next product that will be improved by it. What is the name of the product which is promoted in television commercials as now being created with trap and lock technology? The answer? Bounty. Once again, question number four, hour 44. The answer? Bounty.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
We're on question five of hour 44. Turn to picture number 17 in the new Trivia Times. This fine-looking entertainer was discovered while eating in a commissary, while she was amazed at the sight of John Wayne being enormous and sauntering. What is the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 17 in the new Trivia Times? Once again, question number 5. Turn to picture number 17 in the new Trivia Times. This fine-looking entertainer was discovered while eating in a commissary, while she was amazed at the sight of John Wayne being enormous and sauntering. What is the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 17 in the new Trivia Times?
You gotta keep them separated. Separated. them separated.
Hey, man, you should protect me. Keep your mouth.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, you know, Mike, you're on your own team. Won't you do it any time? Hey, hey, come on and fight.
And they're on question number 5 of hour 44. Turn to picture number 17 in the New Trivia Times. This fine-looking entertainer was discovered while eating in a commissary, where she was amazed at the sight of John Wayne being enormous and sauntering. What is the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 17 in the New Trivia Times? Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question number 5, hour 44. Turn to picture number 17 in the New Trivia Times. Discovered while eating in a commissary at the sight of John Wayne, being enormous and sauntering. What is the first and last name of the entertainer in picture number 17 in the New Trivia Times? The answer, Pamela Tiffin. Once again, question number 5, answer, Pamela Tiffin. We're going to be moving on to question 6 of hour 44. What is the name of Kelly's pet bunny rabbit in children's television location, The Costume Shop? Once again, question number 6. What is the name of Kelly's pet bunny rabbit in children's television location, The Costume Shop?
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got my.
Like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got
mine. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
right, we're on question number 6, hour 44. What is the name of Kelly's pet bunny rabbit in children's television location, The Costume Shop? Down in the back, we're going to be finishing up question number 6, hour 44. What is the name of Kelly's pet bunny rabbit in children's television location, The Costume Shop? The answer is Bungie. Once again, answer to question 6, hour 44, Bungie. We're going to be moving on to question number 7. A woman skier won 3 medals. Why her brother won 1 skiing medal at the same Winter Olympics. She won gold in the downhill event, though in pre-Olympic publications, she was not counted on as being a medal contender in that event. What is the last name of these brother-sister Olympians? Once again, question number 7, hour 44. A woman skier won 3 medals, while her brother won 1 skiing medal at the same Winter Olympics. She won gold in the downhill, even though in pre-Olympic publications she was not counted on being a medal contender in that event. What is the last name of these brother-sister Olympians?
So good that I wouldn't live without her, even if I could.
And right now we're on question number 7, hour 44. Woman skier won 3 medals while her brother won 1 skiing medal at the same Winter Olympics. She won gold in the downhill, even though in pre-Olympic publications she was not counted on as being a medal contender in that event. What is the last name of these brother-sister Olympians? Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question number 7, hour 44. A woman skier won 3 medals while her brother won 1 skiing medal in the same Winter Olympics. She won gold in the downhill, even though in pre-Olympic publications she was not counted on as being a medal contender in that event. What is the last name of these brother-sister Olympians? The answer, Wenzel. Once again, hour 44, question number 7. Answer, Wenzel. Question 8 of Hour 44, what is the first and last name of the current love interest of television character Finn Abernathy? Once again, question number 8, what is the first and last name of the current love interest of television character Finn Abernathy?
Love me do, oh, love me do. Love, love me do, you know I love you. I'll always be true, so please. Love me do, oh, love me do.
Love me.
In the middle of question number 8, hour 44, what is the first and last name of the current love interest of television character Finn Abernathy?
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song we're singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up.
Phones down in the back. We're going to be ending question number 8, hour 44. What is the first and last name of the current love interest of television character Finn Abernathy? And the answer is Michelle Soryayund. Once again, the answer for question 8, hour 44, Michelle Soryayund.
Have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale. Pizza and cheese fries. Frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good afternoon. With 90FM News, I'm Dan the Waterman. A 911 dispatcher in Washington State called on her own mother to rescue a stranded boater in the Columbia River, knowing her mother could kayak to the area faster than sending the sheriff's office patrol boat. The mother paddled and rescued the distressed individual, who was cold and shaken but didn't need any medical attention. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, expect a scattered wintry mix of snow and rain throughout the day. Currently, it is 32 degrees, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 43, and question one of Hour 45 of Trivia 44 after this Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Kaylee from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Certainly.
What's your team name?
Dad's Computers.
Dad's Computers. And how did you get that name?
Well, there's a dad, and we have computers.
How do you feel about being the 44th focus for Trivia 44?
We feel like that is the biggest...